Tall Tamer is a village cloaked in fear. Dozens of Kurdish families arrived in the northeast Syrian town last October, fleeing a Turkish invasion. Some find shelter. Others just dream of leaving the country altogether. U.S. forces provide some security and financial help, but the future is definitely uncertain. NPR's Tom Bowman has the story.
How are you doing?
Army Captain Cedric Pollard strolls into the business district of Tall Tamer like a mayor at election time. He's big and friendly, a former school teacher from Orlando with an infectious smile. Kids dart along beside him. His soldiers hand out lollipops. Captain Pollard's first stop is an open storefront on a dusty corner where Abdullah Abdu sells soft drinks, candy, and cookies. He's lived here more than 20 years and is a good source of information. Abdu says what's new is a number of refugees streaming in, dozens of families. Almost every day we get to see people that are refugees, Abdu says. People coming right down here, running away from Turkish militias. Captain Pollard and his soldiers are surrounded by locals. Just steps away, a man sells fruits and vegetables. His business is slow. He doesn't want to be identified for security reasons. All the civilian people are scared to travel on this road, he says. The only thing you're going to see is military vehicles, whether it's Russia or you guys or the SDF traveling on it. The SDF. Those are the Kurdish and Arab fighters allied with the Americans, still finding remnants of the Islamic State. The man points to the main road. Every morning, he says, when I come in and I spot your vehicle over there, I say, oh, it's safe today. The Americans are here. The Americans are here, but they used to have a wider area of control. Now this is as far west as they go. Turkish militias hunkered down not far away. They're part of last fall's invasion by Turkey, which sees these Syrian Kurds as enemies, aligned with deadly Kurdish separatists inside Turkey. The vegetable store owner glances again at the road. He's suddenly agitated. They will shoot you, he says, or kidnap you and ask for ransom money from your family. People will not dare travel on that road going west. Critics say President Trump essentially gave Turkey a green light to invade. The White House sharply reduced the number of U.S. soldiers, so Tall Tamer is basically at a fault line, set in stone between remaining U.S. forces and Turkish militias. Captain Pollard says his soldiers are trying to help. He points out an abandoned school that's become a refugee haven. Mostly women and children live there, but refugees are scattered in nearby villages.
What we're looking at doing is building a playground, a soccer field, and put nets up for the basketball goal. There's between 90 to 100 kids that are middle school and under.
That project will be funded by private donations through the nonprofit group Spirit of America. Captain Pollard is also using Pentagon funds to award contracts to local Kurds for everything from gravel to construction work. Right now, the forces bring everything from Iraq. One of those hoping to get work is a woman named Mehmet. She's 28 and a trained architect. She wears an orange sweatshirt with the words Los Angeles. Mehmet asked that her full name not be used for security reasons.
I'm really glad for contracting office come here because always it was like a dream for me to build this area.
She fled the town of Kobani when the Turks invaded and headed east with the Americans.
Oh, Turks will kill every Kurds. Turks is the big problem.
Ibrahim Abdullah Ali couldn't agree more. He's 35, the father of three kids. As soon as the Turkish militia invaded my village, we had to run, flee for our lives, he says. The kids were scared, crying, and we had to leave right away with the airstrike launching at us. As adults were scared, you can imagine how the kids felt. Ali is part Armenian. In a bitter historical twist, Ali says his great-grandfather came to Syria from Turkey to escape the Turkish genocide of Armenians during World War I. And now we're running again from the Turks because they're launching airstrikes at us. He says if things don't change, he hopes to leave the country for Armenia. He's glad the Americans are here, but frustrated with the lack of change. Not everyone here in the village is glad American troops are coming through, though. As we get ready to leave, a tall, slender man with darting eyes and a scowl pushes his way through the crowd. Zaid Ali is a Kurd and also a refugee. He faults the Americans for what happened last fall when the Turks forced them to flee for their lives. The U.S. and coalition betrayed us. You're not fighting our fight, he says. You don't stand next to us. What are you doing here? I don't know what you're doing here. But as Zaid Ali spoke, the Americans were already loading up in their armored vehicles, heading back east to their compound. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Tal Tamer, Syria.